March 19th, 2010. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. I have come once again, as Jesus allows, to speak openly for the unity of all mankind. Dear children, you must be reconciled with God and with one another in order to gain eternal life. In this unity of holy love, you would be able to accomplish all that you so desperately need and desire now outside of holy love. You would have peace amongst all nations. You would see an end to violence, terrorism, and wars. New and as yet undiscovered cures would be found against disease. Prosperity would alleviate much human suffering. But as it is, mankind follows a path contrary to God's divine will. He has not found the way to, and does not search out, the purifying flame of my Immaculate Heart, which is holy love. Humanity chooses its own path, a path which leads to destruction. The proposed health care bill, which your government now considers, is evidence of this rebellious path. If approved, it would give your government unfounded power and oppose human rights. The unborn would die at unprecedented rates. Many worthy leaders have already died in the womb. This bill would demand the righteous who oppose abortion to support it even more than they are obliged to now. The leaders of this once great nation no longer stand for the truth, just as leaders can be found everywhere who choose compromise. A major reason this mission of holy love is so challenged and opposed is that it stands for the truth and will not back down, no matter the source of lies which slander and attack it. The world is planning its future upon the sandy ground of human will. I call the world to build upon the secure foundation of holy love, which is the divine will of the Father.